The Congress today denied reports of the party's involvement in the attack on Pushpa 2 actor Allu Arjun's house over the Hyderabad theatre stampede case in which a woman was killed this month. The Congress's reaction came after multiple unverified posts surfaced on social media allegedly showing the main accused who led the attack on Sunday evening with the Telangana Chief Minister Revanth Reddy.
We are here with the cinematography minister of Telangana, Mr. Komatireddy Venkatreddy, and also the producer of Pushpa 2, Mr. Naveen. Both of you have come to visit the son of Mr. Bhaskar. He has lost his wife, and unfortunately his son is still in a bad condition. You are reaching out to the family now. At a time when the film industry seems to be thinking that they are at loggerheads with the government, is that the situation really because of the, move to arrest Mr. Allu Arjun and the developments that have followed?
No. Whatever happened is unfortunate, indeed. But this government, under the leadership of CM Revanth Reddy Garu and Minister Komatireddy Venkatreddy Garu, they are very supportive for us. From the government was formed regarding the shows or the rates increase, because rates increases we need for particular films where the movie budgets are very high. And this is the government where they announced that they're going to give Gaddar awards because for the past few years awards are not given, which is very encouraging. And they're very supportive and they're very approachable, CM sir and minister sir. Whatever we required, we could get the meeting immediately same day, and they're very supportive.
There seems to be a certain level of tension, obviously, between the film industry and the government. The minister himself announced that no more of special shows, premieres. This incident seems to have triggered that kind of negativity.
See, this is a very unfortunate incident, Andy. But again, the entire industry will approach CM sir and Minister Garu and... we will explain why we need that special rate for only few films. It will be only like 3-4 films in a year. And we will meet them and explain the situation, and we will try to get what are the best that they can do for us. And we are so confident that this government is all out, not only for film industry, for all industries. And we could tell about film industry because we are experiencing for the past 1 year.
So, you have announced after this incident that you are not in favor of any more such special shows, premieres, incentives. The Chief Minister as well as you seem to be reacting emotionally. Now, if the film industry is feeling that they are not going to get the support that they would like from the government, are you now reassuring them that that support continues?
But first of all, I want to tell you, this is a very unfortunate thing, unfortunate incident. All of... not only Telangana, all 10 crore people above, Telugu people is cried like anything, because one movie, a lot of expectation, particularly youth, so they want to see the benefit show. At that time, Revati died due to stampede, and his son in coma in the Kims Hospital. We are all shocked. Entire cinema industry also shocked. The first of its kind scene happened in Telangana, in other state. So, but we want to encourage the industry, Telugu, Telangana, encourage the Telugu industry, Telugu films from Andhra also. We will encourage further our help is giving some films which have some precautions and some background story. We will check that in future. Then only we will give the special shows or anything. But before benefit shows purpose, in the midnight, we have to check once again. That's why I told at that time, because police and their own bouncers will not control the lakhs of thousands of people. So we will rethink about the benefit show. If for bigger movies, we will consider something to increase the rates. But some rumors about this rift between the cinema industry and government, that is all
false
news and nonsense. Don't believe that. And one more request to all of Telangana people or Andhra people. Don't go to heroes' house or distributors' house or producers' house. Don't pelt stones. It's not the Telangana culture. One incident happened, unfortunately, police and case is in court.
हमारे साथ हैं भास्कर जिनके बेटे अभी आईसीयू में हैं किम्स अस्पताल में और जिनकी बीवी का मौत हुआ था दिसंबर 4 दिन को जब स्टैम्पीड हुआ पुष्पा 2 के प्रीमियर के दौरान. भास्कर जी आपके बेटे की हालत पिछले 20 दिन से काफी नाजुक है.
हाँ अभी थोड़ा ब्रेन इश्यू आके थोड़ा और थोड़ा टाइम लगता बोल रहे हैं. अभी कब तक क्लियर होता अभी नहीं बोल रहे. 1 month या 2 months ब्रेन सेल्स ऑटोमेटिक वो कवर होता है थोड़ा टाइम लगता है बोल के बोल रहे.
अभी अभी हम उनसे भी मिल के आए. वो आंख तो खुल रहा है थोड़ा बहुत आपको देख रहा है लेकिन उसके अलावा कोई और रिस्पांस नहीं है.
आंखें खोल रहा क्लोज कर रहा कुछ पेन है तो उन्होंने रिएक्शन कर रहा हाथ पैर हिलाना वैसा कुछ रिएक्शन थोड़ा है अगर पहचान रहा नहीं अभी आंख खोल के पहचान रहा नहीं अभी.
आपने बहुत बड़ा दिल के साथ उस दिन कहा था मैंने सुना आपको कहते हुए कि आपको लगता है कि इस हादसे के लिए अरु अर्जुन जी जिम्मेदार नहीं है और आप अपना केस भी वापस लेने के लिए तैयार हैं.
हाँ मैडम
अभी भी आज भी आपका वही स्टैंड है.
हाँ वही है मैडम. सेकंड डे से हमारे को जो है अल्लू अर्जुन सर का सपोर्ट था. जब भी हम सोचे कि आप उन किसको ब्लेम करना नहीं है बोल के पहले से ही था. उस दिन सर अरेस्ट हो रहा हमारे वजह से अरेस्ट हो रहा बोल के समझ के हम केस वापस कर लेंगे. अब मुझको तो उतना शक्ति नहीं है कि लड़ने का हमारा कुछ भी ये नहीं था. हमारा टाइम बैड होगा वैसा होगा.
Well, joining us now, Krishak Mane, spokesperson of the BRS. We are also joined by Nikhil Jain, Chetan Kumar Ahimsa, who's a Kannada actor, and Sanjay Sahai, a former IPS officer. Thank you all very much for being with us. Krishak Mane, on the allegation, what evidence exists to definitely link Congress workers to the attack on Allu Arjun's residence?
Well, Vishnuji, first, there is a sequence today. I wonder why Congress government has taken this whole Allu Arjun episode so personally. Number one, CM Revanth Reddy speaks in the assembly. I mean, there are very serious issues. Why selective sympathy and empathy over this Allu Arjun episode? Shailaja, a student, a scheduled tribe student recently, he died in a government school of food poisoning. Anirudh died. In Revanth Reddy's own constituency, one Mr. Sai Reddy, who's been a follower, ex-sarpanch, he wrote a suicide note blaming Revanth Reddy's brothers as a reason for his suicide. No action on all this, but 1 hour speech in the assembly, 1 hour speech, after which followed by an assistant commissioner of police held a press meet yesterday. And the language which he has spoken is really shocking. He said, we will skin Allu Arjun, we will teach him a lesson and all that. Yeah, nevertheless, evening, the Congress government suspended him. They took an action on. After that, a youth Congress president of not different constituency or anywhere else from Revanth Reddy ji's constituency, Kodangal, recently, not an old news also, on December 4th, this is a prominent newspaper in Telangana and Andhra Pradesh. On December 4th, 2024, Vishnuji, the Telangana Youth Congress elections were conducted and this person, Reddy Srinivas, has won as the president of Kodangal, which is the constituency of Chief Minister Revanth Reddy. He is the president of that and he is the accused one now in this vandalism.
No, so when Chief I'm just trying to understand, Krishak, you haven't quite answered my question. What evidence exists to definitely link Congress workers to the attack on Allu Arjun's house? How has this evidence been scrutinized?
He is the prime accused. The Youth Congress president is the prime accused yesterday who was there, who did a video there, who spoke to the media after attacking. And of course, they were released just within 2 hours.
Okay, one second. Let me get a response from Nikhil Jain. Nikhil, you heard what he had to say, that the Youth Congress president leader was involved in the attack. How would you respond?
Vishnu, if a youth Congress office bearer was indeed involved in the attack, it wasn't a youth Congress or a Congress event. I did not see any Congress flags that were being aired. On the other hand, right before we started the debate, Mr. Reddy, who is a minister in the Telangana government, who is very clearly a Congress office bearer, he is saying that it should not be the case. People should not be going around to a celebrity's house to hold tomatoes or stones, whatever it is. And that clearly shows how the Congress party or the Congress government in Telangana is not looking to aggravate the situation in any manner, not trying to, you know, flare up the tensions. It's just a ploy of the BJP and the BRS to somehow make this a continued political issue. Now, the BRS spokesperson before me, he went about and said that why did Revant Reddy had to, you know, give a one-hour speech in the assembly about it when there are other pressing issues. The problem is that once you make allegations against any government, any chief minister, it is his right to counter those allegations. He is forced, he is put in a corner to counter those allegations. If you want to talk about other issues that are more relevant to the state, perhaps that is what you should be talking about and not coming out in defense all guns ablaze for the arrest of a biggest movie star in the state, somebody who got bail within a day. Like, there are people in this country who languished in jails as under trials without any proof for years and years. Let's talk about them instead of some superstar who's already gotten bail. Whether the charges against him are right or wrong, that's not for me or you to decide. Let's leave that to a court. I really don't understand why do you have to make such a big issue out of it. Those six people who hurled tomatoes or stones at Allu Arjun's house, they were arrested. They were also, by the process of law, they were also given bail. They would be tried. Then where is the problem? What can you expect the government? What more can you expect out of the government to do in this case? Okay. They've taken action against everybody who's been in the wrong.
Sanjay Sahib, can I just come to you next, sir? The entire issue of the involvement of Allu Arjun in this entire issue, whether the theatre had actually got permissions to have him, whether he broke any rules, whether he waved too much to these crowds, ultimately some continue to suggest that it's a police issue, that the police needed to have ensured law and order over there. Is Allu Arjun the person responsible for the death? Do you believe it is his fault?
See, I will get into that and I will clarify things for you crystal clear. But in the present context, what has happened after the actual incident is the criminal investigation. And the criminal investigation, it seems, has turned out to be a battle between the incumbent chief minister and the superstar. And criminal investigation, which should have remained the prerogative of the police, is today, both at the media level and at the political level, it has become a political criminal investigation, so to say. Now, coming back to your original question as to whether Allu Arjun is responsible for it or not, it is not as simple and as clear as it is made out by the Hyderabad police and also the people who are on behalf of the government and people who are against the government. Mm-hmm. That is how the battle lines have already been drawn. So it started with that the police were not communicated of it, which later turned out to be false. And there was a letter which cropped up somewhere in between. That letter was not talked about when the first allegation by the police came that they were not communicated of it. Since then till today, I think at the passage of every 2 to 3 days, various pieces of evidence and information is being leaked out in a very, very calibrated manner. As far as I am concerned, I can tell you with the utmost amount of clarity that the uncontested facts in this case are that on the 2nd, there was a petition or an application submitted, which was replied on the 3rd, that this will not be entertained. On 4th, this incident happened. Certainly, Allu Arjun coming onto the sunroof or getting through the sunroof, it has certainly made the crowd frenzy. What happens in South India, but for Kerala, is totally different from what happens in Mumbai and other parts of the country. Now, the whole game is to prove or disprove. These are extremely subjective cases, which has to be decided on the objective evidence, both circumstantial and witnesses who are present. Based on that, the charge sheet will be filed or it will not be filed. But as the situation seems, I think this has already been decided that the charge sheet will be filed, and that is how stances are being taken.
Okay.
Now, taking as a criminal investigation, it is still subjective, it is nebulous. The prime responsibility is of the police. If they have not given the permission, which is supposed to be the crux of the matter,
yes,
then why was police there? Why was police there making all the bandobast arrangements? And DCP, I think a couple of days back, saying that we put some bandobast arrangements. It was not to a level which was required. And that is how this whole frenzy happened. And Allu Arjun did not...
Okay, Mr. Sai, I get your point. Let me just quickly go across to Chetan Kumar Ahimsa, the Kannada actor. Thank you, Chetan, very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Firstly, the entire issue of the attack on his house and potentially gaining political overtones over here. Is that Absolutely. Not deeply, deeply unfortunate?
Deeply unfortunate. I see this entire issue as the state machinery being weaponized by the chief minister and the power structure against a seeming soft target, one individual being Allu Arjun. See, we have to understand that this entire fiasco, and of course, we regret the death of the woman and the injury to the child, but these are structural and these are systemic issues, institutional issues. You're talking about star craze, star culture, talking about institutional police, maybe even mistakes by Allu Arjun. But to blame the entire situation on one person, to kind of, this seems like vendetta politics, trying to put him in jail, a misuse of power, intimidation tactics that embolden vigilante groups that have recently, yesterday, attacked the house of Allu Arjun. And this kind of politics of thoughtless, immature politics led by the chief minister is not different than what is going on in the Karnataka Congress. Because recently, an opposition member was put in jail even well beyond what was deserving of the crime. And what, how these people justify, whether it be Chief Minister Revanth Reddy or it means even Priyank Kharge in Karnataka, what they essentially say is, what, did they fight in the border war? I mean, almost justifying the fact that you could put people in jail. I mean, first of all, did Mr. Revanth Reddy or Priyank Kharge, Congress members, did they fight on the border? I mean, if anybody doesn't fight on the border, should they be right. jailed on the whims and fancies of the ruling parties? So this is a kind of clearly a misuse of power, thoughtless politics. I believe it should be a true justice would be ensured that this doesn't happen. Make the due protocol, police reforms, reduce the star culture and the star craze, which is clearly not in the best interest of anybody, let alone the film industry or the public at large.
Nikhil, would you like to reply to that? The state government has overreacted at a very basic level.
Absolutely, I would like to reply to that, and I do not agree with Mr. Chetan one bit for the simple reason that Allu Arjun is not in jail. There is an investigation. What do you want? That if a person has died, you should not have any accountability at all. And the FIR that was made, that was not just against Allu Arjun, it was also against, not just against Allu Arjun, it was also against the management and other people involved with that entire event. What do you want? Do you want no accountability when a person has died? See, I am all for a fair process of law, which is exactly what Mr. Allu Arjun is getting, that he's gotten bail. Now he'll be tried. It might turn out that he was in the wrong. It might turn out that he's not in the wrong. That is exactly how a civilized society is to function. Just because he's a star or a movie star, you cannot absolve him from any sort of responsibility in something so serious.
There's some breaking news coming in now. Allu Arjun has been summoned. Has he been summoned by the police? We are just trying to get a few more details on this. Allu Arjun, I've been told, has been...
Yeah, Chikkadpally police station.
Right.
Yeah, Vishnu.
Yeah, Mr. Krishnakmani, go ahead. What is the information that you have?
He'll be at the Chikkadpally police station, which is the local jurisdiction beside the theatre. He is summoned for first stage of interrogation or investigation tomorrow morning.
He's being summoned for interrogation after having secured yes. bail earlier on?
Yes, exactly.
On what basis, to the best of your knowledge, and we're getting our correspondent Uma Sudhir up, but to the basis of your no. understanding on what, why has he been summoned?
In the conditional bail, Honorable Court has directed that whenever the police needs any kind of inquiry in this process of the case, they can summon Allu Arjun for this. So for the ongoing case, because he's out on the bail and for further questioning, they've asked him to visit the police station.
Sanjay Sahai,
is beside the theatre.
Right. Come in now. First stage of interrogation. So just hold your thought for a moment. Uma Sudhir joins us for more on this. Uma, what exactly are the police saying?
So the police has called in Allu Arjun for as part of routine investigation, because even when the court had granted bail to Allu Arjun for 4 weeks, they had said that the investigation can continue on the part of the police, and therefore it is as part of that same investigation that the police have summoned him. So he'll have to appear before the Chikkadpally police. Now, what we do understand is that the police is also expected to file a counter to the bail that is granted to Allu Arjun. And as part of that, they will be wanting to gather more information from Allu Arjun. And that's the reason why He has been now summoned by the police once again. It's not like issuing of a fresh notice, but once again summons for him to come to the police station.
Uma, what are the lines of difference over here? The police, for example, have essentially been arguing that he does have a role. He wasn't following their instructions. Allu Arjun says that it's the police who was responsible for the bandobast. He wouldn't have been allowed there in the first place had the police prevented him from going. And that he would have not gone in the first place had he been told not to go. For the benefit of our viewers, what are the key differences between the police and the actor and the theatre?
So all this is, of course, playing out in the public domain instead of as arguments inside the court. But what the police have said is that they had, in fact, denied permission to the theatre management, which had sought permission for the actor, actress, as well as production unit of Pushpa 2 to come to the theatre. And subsequently, the police had, in fact, filed a document in the court to say that they had, in fact, denied the permission. There could have been a gap. That's what yesterday the Chikkatpalli inspector has said, that they were never in contact with the Allu Arjun team. So they were only in contact with the theatre management. And whether the theatre management conveyed to Allu Arjun that permission has been denied, that is not yet clear. The second part of it is about whether he was conveyed by the police that there is trouble happening outside and therefore he has to leave the theatre, because Allu Arjun has said that it is his manager that had conveyed to him that there is trouble outside and therefore he must leave the theatre premises, after which he had done so. The third part is about the woman's death. He said that he had learnt about the woman's death only the next morning, whereas the police seemed to suggest that despite knowing that the death had happened, Allu Arjun had come out of the vehicle, out of the sunroof of the vehicle, and waved to the people even as he left the premises of the theatre. So these are facts that will have to be, you know, these are claims being made by both sides that will have to be set right in the court law as a matter of record, what exactly transpired. The police also has put out videos in the public domain to show, to support their line of argument.
All right, Uma, just hold your thought. I just want to go across to Chetan Kumar Ahimsa, the Kannada actor. Chetan, come in with your reaction. He's going to be questioned by the police, who are going to file a counter to the bail that Allu Arjun is out on. How would you respond to that?
Yes, I'd like to talk about what the police seem to be doing. First of all, we are all opposing VIP culture and the craze that cinema stars get. That must be undermined on a structural level. That will not be undermined if you target one person and put them in jail unjustifiably because you have the power to do so. Now, the police in many states, including Congress-led states, which is Karnataka, they are an arm of the police. They are an arm of the power structure, which is misused to put opponents in jail. Now, I don't know how what degree Allu Arjun is an opponent, but I don't think the him maybe breaking a protocol is justifiable for these kind of malicious attacks and emboldening vigilante groups. So police, just because they want to file a case, the punishment must fit the crime. If he's accused number 11, bringing him into court, bringing him into jail and arresting him seems to be using the long arm of the law.
All right, let me just bring in Sanjay Sahai over here, since I'm running out of time. Mr. Sahai, the long arm of the law, is the police really pushing its case? Is the police being fair in reaching out to Allu Arjun, questioning him once again? We don't know if this is going to result in any arrest or anything. Or do you believe that, you know, it's excessive what's happening?
See, they have gone to the High Court and High Court has clearly given him interim bail for 4 weeks. These people would have objected to the bail at that particular point in time. And even after hearing whatever the High Court had to say, I don't think it was very benign or it was something suitable to the local police. So that's point number one. Point number two, as has been repeated over and over again, yeah, and the last Honorable Chief Justice of India, he has clearly very authoritatively said that bail is the norm and jail is an exception.
Right.
This is a case of homicide and grievous hurt where both intention and knowledge, the two components of a crime, leave aside the political rivalry aside, I don't think it matches to that touchstone of law. So calling Allu Arjun again for questioning, and questioning, you can call him a suspect as it stands now, you can't call him accused, questioning him. So they are not going to get some mine of evidence for that. All evidence is available. And to go and get the bail order quashed, I don't think it seems legally very, very sensible.
All right.
Now, two points are there for a bail objection.
Sir,
only
I just
two
need to
points
interrupt
are
you
there.
Since I'm
One, that
out.
He will run away. One, that he will run away. And second, that he will tamper with evidence. If
None
these two points are not met with.
Likely at this stage. Sorry to interrupt you. I'm just completely out of time. But
no problem,
the police
no problem,
have
no problem.
Called him. Sure. I'd like to thank all of you very much for your views. Allu Arjun will be questioned by the police once again. Remember, he's out on bail. The police do have the right to do this. It was, among the conditions stated by the court. We will track the story very closely. And the police will file a counter to that bail as well. We'll take a short break. More coming up.